So for me, there's that sensation of being trapped, of feeling trapped. It's actually something I have all the time. But these images of circling, I think, really bring it to the fore. So I have this feeling of helplessness, of entrapment. And like water in a water wheel, there's nothing I can really pin it on. But that doesn't lessen the frustration. There's this internal commentary that goes on to some degree all the time, I suppose. And I don't want this. I hate this. It shouldn't be like this. I want this to stop. So this can feel a bit silly, even a bit childish. After all, this is the way things are, and it's not going to help to rail against it. Or is it? What is actually going on here? The trouble is, well, that when I feel like this, my energy and attention go into getting away from the discomfort of the feelings, rather than being curious about what it is that feels trapped in the first place. So when I look at this, I can see that I have a strong desire for things not to be the way they are. I don't want these limitations. I have a force in me that rebels against these restrictions. And this force is a force that wants to be free. It opposes suffering. So isn't that essentially what compassion is? A force that opposes suffering. According to the Mahamudra view, this heart wish to oppose suffering doesn't stop at our own suffering, but given free rein, it will naturally oppose any suffering it encounters, wherever and for whoever it arises. So I think for me, this is where I need to start, paying attention to this sense of restriction and limitation, honouring the strength and all-pervasiveness of that force, however it manifests. That helps me to take on board the weight behind the desire not to suffer, which in itself is the force of compassion, the force that opposes suffering. The very feeling of restriction has within it all the power, all the desire, the longing to be free. In the words of Edna St. Vincent Millay in A Dirge Without Music, I am not resigned to the shutting away of loving hearts in the hard ground. So it is, and so it will be, for so it has been, time out of mind. Into the darkness they go, the wise and the lovely, crowned with lilies and with laurel they go. But I am not resigned. Down, down, down into the darkness of the grave. Gently they go, the beautiful, the tender, the kind. Quietly they go, the intelligent, the witty, the brave. I know, but I do not approve, and I am not resigned. So although on first hearing it may seem childish to rail against the way things are, this voice that is not resigned is the voice of bodhicitta speaking through us. Now the koan here is that the force of the desire to oppose suffering can be so strong that it can turn into suffering itself, whether that's anger or indignation or dullness, rejection or blankness. So reclaiming, reaffirming, or even celebrating that heartfelt desire to oppose suffering is the start of letting go of the sense of struggle, the start of opening things up. But I have to know that genuine sense of constraint first, to find it wherever it is in my current experience, to feel it as a longing, however subtle. If I feel my way into the fabric of the longing, and recognize that as a longing to be free, then I can really start to connect with the force that opposes suffering. In the words of one bodhicitta practice, beings who have been my mothers and fathers wander endlessly in samsara, and so, with unbearable longing, we all produce the unbearable longing to become a Buddha.